I feel like I have something to do, but I don't know what to do. Like, I think I did everything, but I don't know what to do. Like it's weird because me and Darion are all the way up. Because we're never all the way up.
Do I sound right?
Yeah, you sound gay.
I said right.
Same thing.
Do I sound straight?
Oh, no. No, you sound gay.
Okay.
We're just kidding, gay. We're just kidding. It's una broma. It's una broma. Say, Darren. It's una broma. Es una broma.
Es una broma.
No, you almost got it. You got it.
Míralo. He's Spanish.
People thought I was Dominican for a little minute now. They still think I'm Dominican. They'll speak to me in like Spanish. They'll listen to me and be like, oh, I don't know Spanish. Like,
especially when you're in Gainesville. Everybody yeah, talk to you in Spanish.
You'd yeah, because like, they just thought I was Dominican. And like my coworkers would have to translate for me. Like,
and it's funny because sometimes when like when my mom goes to the store with me, or when I go to the store with my mom, I don't be dying by anything. we'd like go to the cashier or something.
Oh, sorry. I was about to say, why did you say it like that?
Anyway? I don't know.
Because I was going to be like, what do you be getting? Like, she's going with you. No. But yeah, I knew what you meant. I just wanted to be funny. But what were you saying?
Like, if there's like a Hispanic looking like cashier or something, and then they talk to us in English, and my mom responds in Spanish, but then they still talk in English, but they understood.
But then your mom also understands, right?
Yeah, yeah, she understands, but she's like, she expresses that, like, why didn't they talk to me in Spanish?
Oh,
like, yeah.
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 There are no Sabo kid, for sure.
Clearly. I forgot who was that asked me if I was,
Did my beanie look right? Or should I? See, but like Darion has it behind him, so I think I'm gonna do it like that.
Should I do it like that?
I don't know.
Oh, my thing.
Yeah, your little thing.
Honestly, I just was moving it until it felt right, cause it didn't feel right at first, and that's why I was just like messing around with it.
Sorry, got like adjust everything.
Yeah, just make sure you wear a hat until you shower again.
Huh?
Make sure you wear a hat until you shower again.
Oh, yeah, because of how bad it is? Yeah, I know.
It's just static. I wonder how it's going to be for Darion. You haven't taken it off, right, since you put it on?
Nope. It's not coming off until we leave here.
He's like, whatever it is, it's not going to be on camera.
Yeah. Bro, we're gonna have to force that thing off.
Did he really?
We're gonna have to force it off.
No, it should come off fairly easy.
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to pull it off.
Let's do it.
Okay. Mama Weibo.
Okay.
What was I
gonna say? You were saying no Sabo kids.
Yeah, no Sabo kids.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I forgot who it was. It was one of our guests last episode.
Ariana.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Actually, because I was taking her home, and then she asked me, so like, because I think they asked me on the podcast, am I a no Sabo kid?
Dang, bro. What does that mean?
You
don't know the name. Oh,
No, I mean, I wasn't trying to say
her. You said what?
Like, you can speak Spanish, but No, you can't speak Spanish, but you understand Spanish.
But
It's a what, kid?
No Sabo.
No Sabo. Oh.
Yeah, it's like...
Okay. So,
I thought you said El Chavo.
No, you're good.
And I'm like, what?
El Chavo.
That was like a TV show or something.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Narcos, I think that's what it's called.
Chavo way.
Oh, El Chavo?
Yeah.
I thought he said Chapo.
No, he said El Chavo.
You said like, El Chavo?
El Chavo.
Oh, I heard El Chavo. Like that's boy. Narcos.
Like the little boy.
Yeah, like the little boy.
He knows. My boy is Spanish for real.
That's what I'm saying. I'm more Spanish than you. I literally.
Bro said Narcos.
Because I heard El Chapo.
Why are you making it about drugs?
Because I heard you say El Chapo.
This is a Christmas episode, sir.
I'm going to smack y'all.
You're talking about the wrong white stuff.
Snow either way.
What's the right one?
Snow?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Nosabo. Pretty much, you can't really speak Spanish. You understand it. When you try to speak it, you mess it up very badly.
So pretty much, like, when you get asked a question, because there's, like, different ways of saying, like, I don't know. Or not like, different ways, but, like, you there's, like, it's, like, a different context. Yeah, a different tense.
So
whenever, like, a Nosabo kid says, I don't know, they said Nosabo. Instead of saying, like,
No sé.
Got it.
Because sabo is derived from saber. And that's where they're like, oh, saber. And they're like, no sabo.
Saber means no, to know.
To know. So when you say no sé, that's the tense when it's referring to yourself.
Right.
No sé, instead of saying no sabo.
Yeah. So then, like, and then they get clowned for it.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, saying, like, embarrassed.
Embarazado.
Embarazado.
Soy embarazado, pero which, it's vergüenza.
Which embarazado is pregnant. Or,
yeah.
Embarazada. No, because embarazado isn't a thing.
Oh, it isn't a thing, yeah. Yeah. Shit, I think we are.
But like, they say it like that,
though. Yeah. So pretty much that's what it is. And I was, I think Ariana asked me on the podcast, she asked me if I was a Nosabo kid. And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what it's considered Nosabo anymore. Pretty much, I was like, probably. And then on the way home, we were talking like both Spanish and English, and she's like, "You're not a Nosabo kid," and I'm like, "Oh, I mean, I didn't know what you mean by it, because there are people, because now it isn't what we just said it was. Now it's like a lot of different things." Mm-hmm. So I was like, "I don't know what you meant by it," but she's like, "No, you speak pretty good Spanish." I felt humbled. I felt great after that, you know. So yeah.
There you go.
Don't you just hate it when your job gets busy out of nowhere? Like, I know this isn't about Christmas, but, like, the other day on Sunday, my job got busy, like, out of nowhere. And it was crazy because the front end was busy. Like, because, you know, we have to scan receipts and they have to scan receipts and all that. They got two people up there, like, doing the lines. Or, like, two lines, da-da-da. But it was, like, packed. And my department wasn't super busy, but I was just like, oh, man, they're busy. I was like, we're chilling. I was like, we probably won't get too busy. Next, you know, everybody and their mama started like checking in to get their stuff.
You jinxed yourself. I did. You should never say that.
And I realized it after I said it too.
Like literally, that's a people don't know or people don't they say it's just a superstition.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a thing. Like you don't say like if you, I think there's like a thing on for police. Like you don't say it's a. You should never say, like, or, like, broadcast it anyway, like, oh, it's a quiet night. Because then you get lit up. Same thing in the hospital. Same thing, like, with these different... You should never say, like, oh, it's an easy day. Because if you say that, as soon as you said that, it's not going to be.
Yeah, and then I just feel like... I do forget that it's, like, manifesting is a thing, and it's just, like...
Oh, yeah, then you are who you are.
And so I was, like it happened, like, instantly. Like instantly, like, when I said that, like... Like, people started checking, but then it just started getting like really busy. I know her because I was up there dispensing. And when I dispense, when multiple people check in, I dispense all of them and then take them out. But every time I was getting ready to take one out, more people just kept checking in. So then my coworkers had to start helping me take them out. But even then, we had so many to take out, and it was still other people that, like, checked in that we didn't even touch yet because we were busy taking all these other ones out.
That's wild.
And, like... You know, and I was telling JB, we just ended up getting new parking spots because we just had 8, but now we have 14 now.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
now
it's not good, Kate.
So now it's like busier.
Oh right, yeah, that's not good at all.
Because more people can like check in and all that, and it's 14 spots now. Like, plus sometimes they'll still like park in like the pharmacy spots. And like they'll be checking in because like we'll have like 2 spot ones. One person's in normal spot one, the other person's in pharmacy spot one, and we're just like, well, we don't know who is who.
Right. But aren't there like signs that say like I don't know like pharmacy?
It says like curbside and it says pharmacy, but they don't read that. They just see spot one and they're like, okay, I'm gonna park here.
So they're intelligent.
You're unintelligent, yes.
I was trying not to, like, throw too much shade, but pretty much, yeah.
They're dumb.
the longer you work in retail, you realize that a lot of situations could have been prevented if the customer just read the sign or just read in general.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Us at TJ.
Fine, dude.
Just like, hey, buddy, just look up. Like,
yeah, because it has
like,
a...
And they're like, so where are the pillows? I'm going to just guess it's at the pillow aisle where it reads pillows.
No, it's like, so
just
where...
Just a guess.
Well, what do I know, though? I just work here.
It's wild because, like, I think... I remember one of the ones... Oh, my goodness.
TJ. We went to TJ and we saw Max.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my first time seeing her because I didn't know what she looked like.
I'm be so for real. I forgot she worked there.
That's the reason why I wanted to leave.
I know. I forgot she was there.
Imagine hitting your store manager.
Do you?
No.
He said imagine.
I don't hate mine right now. She's pretty cool.
I don't have a store manager.
Department manager is different, but store manager?
Oh, God, department manager is different. What are you saying, though?
Oh, TJ.
Yeah, customers being dumb.
I think I've already said this once. Said this so many times. That was the only time I was mistaken for a woman.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I had a neck beard.
You get used
to it. I had a mask on and a neck beard, and you could see the neck beard.
You get used to it.
I'm like, what the heck?
The longer you work in retail, and the longer you're built the way you are, you're just going to have to get mistaken for a woman. Like, every time I get on the phone, and I'll sit there and be like, hi, this is Darion from insert job here. I'll be like, I'm here talking to you about your pickup order, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yes, ma'am, da-da-da-da-da. And, like, me being petty, I'll sit there trying to deepen my voice. I'm like, oh, yeah, so, like, about your pickup order, da-da-da-da-da. Like,
I mean, it's the only way they'll know.
Yeah. And then, like, one time I was, like, giving an order to a lady, and she saw me, and then she was like, oh, thank you, ma'am. And then she was like, I'm so sorry, sir. And I'm like...
I'm so sorry. They them.
No, because, like...
That's crazy.
It gets so confusing. Because, like, there are times... I went to I want to say it was, like, Walmart or something. I was going to, like... I went there, asked for something or whatever. And this person looked like a... This dude looked like a girl. Or female, I should say. Sorry. And I'm like... We were they're like, and not only that, but they also sounded like a female. They had like a very high pitched voice, and it wasn't until like I think I saw his name on it. I was like, oh, that's not a.
And see, yeah. Sometimes when I can't tell, I'll try to avoid saying sir or ma'am. Like, when they'll be like, and I'm like, because I'm so used to being like, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, because that's all I do at work when I see, like, same. You know, customers and all that. And especially, like, older ones. If they're, like, close to my age, I'll be like, hey, man, how you doing? Or something like that. But, like, if it's, like, an older man, I'll be like, hey, sir, how are you? Hey, ma'am, how are you? But... Yeah, like if I can't tell, and it's not so often I could tell, but if I can't tell, especially if they're wearing a mask or something like that, I'll just avoid saying sir or ma'am just because I don't want to offend anybody if I say the wrong thing, you know?
Yeah, no, and the thing is, like, it's a habit for me to say sir or like yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and all of this stuff. And so, like, that's just like it slips out sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is, though, like, feminine features too. Mm-hmm. Feminine features, feminine voice, name wasn't. I'm like, oh, okay. Speaking of work, Christmas.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Deep End. This is episode 40. I am your host, JB Alvarez, joined by my co-host,
Darian Ruddick.
Gabriel Alvarez.
This is episode 40. Damn, we've got 10 more episodes, and it's gonna take how many months?
That's like what? Damn, it's like four. Right?
Five? Two? For this?
We record every 2 weeks.
So 10 episodes times two. So that's like so that's like 5 months from now, maybe. Because y'all said about April, right? Something like that?
Yeah, April.
Oh, we're trying to see when we hit 50?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We got a long way to go, is what I meant to say. So yeah, so Christmas. This is our Christmas episode. We finally have Gabe for a Christmas episode.
Right, because last year we had Black Gabe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We traveled the multiverse. We got a different game and right. We record the episode.
But you know what though, and that's crazy to think that was maybe like what episode four.
That was episode four.
That was episode four,
and we're episode 40
now.
That's crazy!
Wow.
Times it by 10.
I'm glad that you know you're here for this Christmas special, Gabe.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem.
It's not like you know I'm a co-host or anything.
Right. No. But you weren't.
No, I know. I had to work that day. I remember that.
All right. Did I have to work too? But I think I had to go in at 12.
Yeah, you went in at.
Yeah. Because it was morning.
Because that's when we were still doing the morning episodes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Because when we were leaving your house, Malcolm was just waking up. Black Gabe. Black Gabe was just waking up.
Because you overslept that day, man.
Yeah. Shaking my head.
SMH.
Sorry. SMH. I apologize.
Look, SMH. SMH.
Don't ever do that again, please.
I didn't say LOL.
Stop.
LOL.
LMAO. LMAO. If you know, you know.
You a real one if you know that.
For real. Justice for Bella.
I was not expecting that.
If you know, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Shut up.
Dang, I never even plugged on my computer.
My B.
You're going to plug it up right now?
I'm going to take a SS. Do you know what that means?
You want to draw my CF?
Where's that ceiling fan?
I think that's the wrong CF.
I don't think about that. That was funny.
Right.
CF question mark? CF?
CF for CF?
F for F? F for F?
What does that mean?
Follow, I'm assuming.
Huh?
Follow? Follow for follow?
Oh, I really didn't even
register. Wow, boomer! What a geezer, bro!
Didn't you just say you think?
I'm
meaning you don't know for sure?
I just made that up. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm getting an unk age now. I'm 22, man. I'm getting up there in unk age. Because why? Okay. Ugh, never mind. My mother taught me if I don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
I didn't say anything. All I said was giat. Because you know why?
She's so fine, right?
Because I... What?
Huh?
Excuse me?
Huh?
Who?
Where?
Oh, okay.
I thought that's why you said God, like someone's fine.
Have you seen that person on TikTok where they're trying to like act like Keith Lee and then they have like the sound effects where they're like,
oh, yeah.
It's like the... And then the...
I don't think so, no.
It's so funny. So dumb. So what's everyone's doing? We're talking about Christmas, right? What were you gonna say? You said something about Christmas.
Yeah, because we were talking about work and all that stuff. Are any of you guys working on Christmas?
I am off on Christmas, sir, but I do have to work Christmas Eve.
Mexican Christmas.
I think I work Christmas Eve, but I think we get off at 3. So, no, I don't work Christmas Eve.
Are you guys ready to work for that?
Huh?
Are you guys ready to work around that time?
No, as someone that works in retail, no.
Considering my job has nothing to do with the holidays, no.
Okay.
I don't really
care for it. Huh?
I don't really care for it.
Right. Is it normally packed around that time?
Yeah.
I can imagine Black Friday and Thanksgiving, but like...
I didn't work Thanksgiving because we were closed, and I didn't work Black Friday because I don't work on Fridays.
Okay.
I was with you on Black Friday.
No, but I'm saying, like, compared to...
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just came for you for no reason. My fault.
Damn. On God.
Anyways. Like, no, I mean, yeah. Like, definitely the week of Christmas. Definitely, like, that weekend before, because Christmas is on a Monday this year, but definitely like that Saturday and Sunday, because I'm gonna have to work Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I know that it's gonna be busy, especially Sunday. But I will say this though: Sunday we close early. We close at 6 on Christmas Eve, so yeah, I just got to deal with the chaos for about 6 hours and I'll be straight.
Oh man, I can't.
And then they let people leave early for the most part too, so.
See, I wonder how that was like, because when we were working at TJ, it wasn't like that. You know, our hours were extended from, I think the store would close like around 9 or 10.
On right? Christmas Eve?
Holidays in general.
Oh.
Holiday hours, it got extended. So it would be like, what time would does TJ normally close?
Like 9 something.
9 something. So,
but for like the holidays, it would be extended more than 10
to like 11.
Yeah,
and then
it'd be crazy.
Forget that.
Because I don't think we'd get out till like 12 something.
There are times where we didn't get out until like 1 a.m. Me and JB.
Couldn't do it
because like we had to clean up and all that other stuff. So
couldn't do it.
Oh my god.
I mean, I hate.
Oh, I'm actually so glad I don't work the holidays during this, like retail in the holidays.
Yeah, because didn't you work Black Friday or something?
I hate glitter, bro. That stuff is so annoying, bro. Like, I don't know how people work with it.
I don't either. Like, I just...
The Christmas bags, the holiday trees, the pillows... Why does your pillow have glitter?
Pillow?
Yeah, we have like decorative pillows where it'll have like little designs and it'll be like glittery and stuff.
Who would buy that?
You tell me.
Because wouldn't that get on your clothing, your hair, your face?
Exactly. You know what? People that shop at these places, y'all just don't think. If you buy that, you just don't think.
No, for real. That is so true.
It's like, why?
The amount of times I've had people ask me where the restroom is, even though there's a clear sign. As soon as you walk in, you can see it. Restroom. They always asked.
You know what? I told Darian this earlier. I'm like, you know, sometimes I miss working here. I'm thinking about it. I literally told him, I was like,
For someone that has experience and like quitting a job that you were at long term and then going back, don't go back.
don't go back.
Unless the only time I would say go back is if like it's actually like in your favor. Like, if you're getting a raise, do that. If you're like not working in the department you were before, do that. Because that's what I did when I quit. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party. It's time.
No.
You almost had it.
I can't, bro. I'm not Carrie.
It's time. I can't either.
See, like.
It's time. I can't.
You try again. You got this.
I'd much rather shoot myself.
Here's the Glock.
I'd take it.
Did you say get the Glock?
I said here's the Glock.
Okay.
Because I'm not doing that.
Okay.
What you know about a Glock?
What? What about it?
What you know about a Glock?
About a 9. A 9 mil? A la papa.
What should we doing when we're not around you? you be roaming the streets or something? You be in the hoods?
JB just pulls up GTA 5 on his game. He's like, yeah.
Can't say much.
Vengeance.
Mom, I'm scared.
Mommy, I wet myself.
Haha, I'm in danger.
You're not my dad.
That's
oh my goodness.
I was about to cuss, like, so I was literally about to be like, that's funny as F.
That's funny as F. I don't
care. That's funny AF.
I don't care. Just cuss if you want. No. No, I'll decide if I want to.
No.
No. Fuck shit, damn bitch. I don't give a fuck.
No. No.
Peter.
Peter.
What's that thing? It's like,
Peter.
The horse is here, or like some shit like that.
Yeah,
fucking horse.
And the horse was like mentally unstable.
Yeah,
it was. They called it the R word, but we don't use that.
That's
word.
Right. That's right. I remember that.
We're not gonna use that word here.
Richard.
Watterson.
The R word.
It's
almost.
I'm gonna try. Is time? I can't. I ain't about to attempt.
She like shit. Does it like some right. way, bro.
Right, like I rap, not sing.
I
yeah. What? Huh? Nigga, be fuck with the D run. No, wait, hold on.
Album dropping tomorrow.
Right, it's coming though. For real, it's coming though. At some point, we'll see. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
What was I gonna say? So Christmas. Yeah. I hate customers.
Man.
I think we all hate them.
I'm honestly. Because I'm just trying to tie this into one of the topics. Have y'all like during Christmas time, like I'm gonna be straight up, low key. I'm afraid to go to like stores at night during Christmas time.
Why, you think you're gonna get robbed?
I think I'm gonna get jumped.
That's wild.
No, because like you don't know. We got so many people who are just like high on whatever.
Honestly, I don't mess with people, and like if they want something, I'm gonna just let them have it.
Nah, bro. It's just like
I feel like if we both reach for that one. That one cool little Christmas tree, and then
you're like, you got it.
I'm be like, oh yeah, you can have it.
You got it.
And if it's like the last one, I'd be like, you have it. Cause I feel like
it ain't worth it.
Yeah, I feel like
maybe you should have did that when it came to that Stitch Funko.
Nah,
but the thing with you is different.
But what if I wanted to fight you for it?
But that's the thing though, like you didn't know about it until you had it. So it's like that is irrelevant in that sense.
So you take a hisai, Gabe?
Not no more.
Dang. You take a hisai?
Not no more. Not after what he said right there. Justice for brother.
You're on my side now?
I'm on my side. Oh. I'm on my side.
Stay that way.
Deep end breaking up.
Nah, man. Because like He's on to something when it comes to stuff like that. Like, speaking of that, have you noticed? Well, you were obviously with us. Oh Lord.
Hey guys, welcome to They're Always Watching.
I forgot all
about
it. A podcast
where we talk about the paranormal, supernatural. And today we're going to talk about the spirit of, the ghost of Gabe's hairline. There we go.
Bam.
Because you know you can't see ghosts, and he don't got a hairline.
Oh,
I do got a hairline.
Sure.
It's called the McDonald's hairline.
Da-da-da-da-da. Are you loving it, though?
Me? Yeah. I get them all. Burgers.
Okay, Gabe.
Get all the burgers.
Right.
Sometimes McDonald's be hitting me up, asking me to sponsor for them.
I choke you, but I'm not a killer baby.
I always deny it.
Deny what?
Like, sponsor for them. So you have to go buy stuff from them?
Yeah, they wanted me to be in a commercial. But that's when I found out that they were just trying to, like, take a picture of my hairline. And then use that. You know, with the, like, the outline. The yellow outline.
Everybody is having kids, and that makes me scared.
Someone come take his phone away. Not you, his.
Oh.
He got defensive.
I didn't know he was on your phone. That's why I wasn't. I was on my phone, so I thought he was talking about me.
Nah, I'm not on my phone.
It looks like you were about to square up with me. Ain't
you? Really did.
Yeah. You said.
So, I know you ain't talking about me.
Nah.
This
oh my god.
This look, was gonna be the twisted tea.
No, no.
This was gonna be the twisted tea. Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Come on, let's go.
No.
Gabe, you had me dead on the floor. Not really, but it's okay. It's okay, Gabe.
Oh my goodness.
All I know is that when it matters, I can count on you.
So crackheads, right?
Yeah. So I think. relating what I was saying back to crackheads or to crackheads
or tweakers, junkies.
So I feel like if I grab some
snowmen,
if I don't let them have it, I feel like they're gonna meet me outside and
So that had something to do with crackheads.
Yeah.
Well, just people in general.
I thought you were just talking about, like, I didn't know it had something to do with crackheads.
Well, I mean, I was relating it to, like, just people in general, but I feel like it's more crackheads than anything else.
I feel like they would be, like, they'll be the one to, like, pull a switchblade on you as soon as you try to grab it.
Switchblade?
Yeah.
The blade of a switch?
You guys not know? Never mind.
No, Gabe, no.
Never mind.
They're gonna.
I didn't know Nintendo Switches had blades.
Never mind.
They're gonna pull out. They're gonna pull out some gift wrapping. They're gonna wrap me up. They're safe.
They gonna wrap you up all right, Pert.
What that supposed to mean?
He said it. What you looking at me for?
Look at him.
That's crazy.
It's stop. Please stop.
That's crazy.
Stop.
You trying to sing like Mariah Carey. She had a Funko Pop that almost, like, I was looking at it. I'm like, dang, that's crazy.
Nah, man, I got pissed off as soon as I saw that November. The meme. I was about to say movie. What was it? It was like you hear the jingle bells or whatever, and the guy's talking to his son. You know, he's like, get the gun and all this other stuff. And then you just hear towards the end is Mariah Carey just singing that one.
It's time.
And that was, like, the start of Christmas. I hated seeing that, because I saw that in November. In November.
Take me back to November.
It's like, I see, I don't have a problem with starting Christmas early, all right?
How early does Christmas start for y'all?
December. Really after
Thanksgiving.
Like, yeah, for real.
After Thanksgiving.
How do you feel about people that start, like, right after Halloween?
I get pissed.
I just feel like y'all just keep y'all keep acting like Thanksgiving does not exist.
Because I know someone.
For real, call them out.
Care for them deeply, always will.
It's not like they're gonna watch it.
Still, they started before Halloween, like middle of Halloween.
That's a no-no. I'm sorry.
Middle of October. Not even letting it pass, and then I'm like, what you mean? And they like, what's wrong with that? I'm like, every freaking thing is wrong with that. And I'm like,
I just
feel
like you're missing like two holidays like back to back already.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like
that's like going from like what, like Labor Day to like Christmas for real. Like
I get it. You know, Christmas is fun. Don't get me wrong. If you like it, cool. All for it. But at the same time, though, why? I did not want to go to Lowe's to see Santa Claus staring dead at a freaking skeleton October 1st.
Oh, God.
No, because at my job, they had, like, Halloween and Christmas stuff. I'm like, we still got all this Halloween stuff. Halloween ain't even passed yet.
Like, I swear, I feel like it's slowly encroaching, like, to later months. I swear, in August, I'm going to start seeing Christmas stuff. And as soon as I...
And that's crazy.
I want to fight someone.
And that's crazy because when August is, you're supposed to be seeing back to school stuff.
Exactly. Real. Imagine that. Imagine Christmas themed back to school stuff. I'm gonna fight someone. I'm gonna be straight up, man. That pissed me off. I swear, if I were to see that, I would punch the first person I saw.
I'm just make sure it's not me, because it's not me.
Because no, like, why do that? Like, you know, it makes no sense. How do you guys feel about it?
For real. No, I mean, I agree.
I agree with you, too. I just feel like I'm not big on, like, Christmas starting, like, right after Halloween. But, like, I'd rather tolerate that than, like, you doing it in the middle of October before Halloween even happened.
Right?
Like, I would rather tolerate that. But I prefer Christmas being right after Thanksgiving.
See, here's the thing. Like, I'm all good with, like, having, like, hints of Christmas stuff. Like, let's say, like, if you decide to do a Halloween tree instead of a Christmas tree for Halloween, that's fine. You know, like, I'm all for it. Do it.
Right.
You know? You're celebrating Halloween. That's all that matters. Right. Let the month be what it's, like, you know, we hardly care about, like, Thanksgiving. You know, like, I understand it. You know, I get it. But, like, at the same time,
it wouldn't hurt to see a little fall theme instead of, like, a Christmas theme automatically, you know?
Yeah, like, it would be nice to see a turkey next to Santa for once.
Instead of it being, like, Santa and then, like, a skeleton for him.
No, that pissed me off. As soon as, I swear, it was a giant skeleton. Like, I don't know how feet it was. And then the Santa was, like, staring directly into his eyes. Pissed me off. It pissed me off, for real.
So, moral of the story is, don't celebrate Christmas in the middle of October.
I don't know how people have, like, Christmas spirit like that soon.
And I was gonna say,
because, like, I'm barely in the Christmas spirit. Like, this is, like, as much as I got right now.
And I was telling JB today, I was, like, a good topic to talk about is, at what point did the change in, like, Christmas happen from when we were, like, Christmas is when we were kids versus, like, as adults? Because I feel like the older you get, Christmas doesn't really feel like Christmas anymore.
For me, it was, like, after my grandpa died.
Oh, so you were still a kid.
I was, yeah. No, because, like, we would always get together on Christmas. We'll celebrate with piñatas. It was just a really fun thing.
Right.
After grandpa died, I think we celebrated it once together. And just after that, we all went our separate ways.
Christmas died for me I found out Santa Claus wasn't real. And that was in, like, what, maybe, like, fifth grade?
Did we ever share stories about how we found out?
We did with Malcolm, but I don't think...
Oh, we did. Yeah, because, like, he said he, like, found out, like, they were, like, rapping stuff.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I listened to podcasts.
Better than me.
I remember that I missed out that day. I wanted to know what y'all were talking about.
I don't listen to this.
How did you find out that he wasn't real?
I think I just grew out of it, honestly.
Wait, you saying it's not real?
Like, I grew up to a point, and I think Marina mentioned something about it, and I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Nah, man. I always had a super, like, overactive imagination. So, like, me being me thinking Santa Claus was real. Because, you know, whenever they portray him in, like, TV shows or Christmas specials or something, they always portray him as, like, magical, like, he can give you anything type ordeal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting over here, like, thinking, oh, I'm asking for, like, out of the blue stuff, like, stuff that I know that I can't get for real, like, stuff that's, like, this is only in a TV show that you're on, type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I think part of me just, like, eventually realized, like, okay, I think what I'm asking for is, like, too much and, like, yeah. And then my grandma ended up just telling me that, oh, yeah, Santa Claus not real. And I was just like, yeah.
Damn.
That's wild.
She said, Darion, you're making my pockets hurt.
The pockets hurt.
Anyway, she said, you make my pockets hurt, babe. It's time.
It's
time. Stop.
Hey, bro, my bad.
Stop.
What?
I'm gonna throw that pencil at your face.
Okay.
What was the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Oh.
My little laptop. I don't know. I use it every day. Either this or my Xbox. I use both every day. Most days. I use this every day. I use my Xbox every day. But, yeah.
I'm trying to think about it.
I low-key want a Mac.
Get a Pro. Don't get an Air.
Is that what that is?
This is an Air.
Every time we talk about it, that's exactly you said that.
Because I wish I got a Pro.
Oh, my goodness. I think for me it was a PS4.
Okay.
It was a Christmas gift without it being wrapped. My mom just asked me, what do I want for Christmas? And he's like, all right, here's the card. Go buy it. I'm like, all right.
Dang.
So I have a couple.
I would say, or my Wii, because, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I remember talking to my mom about it.
Oh.
That also helped with me not finding out that Santa wasn't real.
Because
I talked to my mom about it, but I didn't put it on my Christmas list.
Yeah.
But then, see, that happened one time, but Marina's mom, she really, like, wanted to push the idea of Santa still being alive, like, for us as a kid. Like, when she said, like, if, because this is what she does for the kids, too, because sometimes they don't write it down, and they say, if you say it out loud, he can hear you. So even if you don't write it down, he heard what you said, so he knows what you want.
That's smart, though.
I'd be like, nah, bro, you lying. The song is he's watching. He's not listening.
Don't you want to listen while you're
watching? But, like, when you're watching someone, you listen.
Yeah.
When you're watching, I'm watching you now, and I'm listening to you speak.
Oh man, no, but yeah, so I get that. Oh, that reminds me, apparently, and I still have this letter, apparently I got a letter written from Santa Claus when I was a kid.
Oh,
it was like in an envelope, you know, mailed to me, all this other good stuff, and it's my favorite story to tell during this time, because it's just like, you know, it was pretty cool, because when I was a kid, when I saw that, you know, I still believed in Santa Claus and all this stuff, so it was, like, really special to me, and it was, like, I forgot what it was, because it was, like, addressed to me, but it was, like, a poem saying, like, pretty much saying, like, be good or I won't get anything type of thing, you know, but it was really cool, because it felt like the real deal, you know what I'm saying? And then I would text my, like, I as I got older, I asked everyone's, like, all right, so fess up, who actually did it for me? Who's the one who went out of their way and did that for me? I asked my sister, she don't know. She's like, it wasn't me. I asked my brother, both of my brothers are like, it wasn't me. I asked my mom, she goes, it was Santa. And I'm like, okay, now I know it ain't Santa. Like, which one of you did it, man? Like, to me, I just really want to know at this point.
Right, right.
But then at the same time, I'm just, like, having doubts, because, like, I believe that we have, like, people or like, I believe that people have some sort of magic, you know. I believe in all this other stuff. Heck, I believe in God, you know. I have, like, I have that belief in that sense, that there are higher beings, or there are people who have the ability to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me still thinks there might be a Santa Claus, in a sense. Maybe not the way we think about it, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Did you ask Sonia?
I did.
Oh.
She don't know.
Because Marina got the same thing.
Oh.
Marina got a letter. I didn't get a letter.
You didn't get a letter?
No, I didn't get a letter.
Why did you get a letter?
Because Santa doesn't let me.
Not the voice crack, Jamie. I'm sorry.
Santa doesn't love me.
I'll make sure to get you a good Christmas gift this year.
Okay.
I have the money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then. Where's that? There's, like, this really funny one. Oh yeah, it is this one. This one's super funny. Or at least the person that made the TikTok about it was super funny. All right, you don't want to go down, buddy. Thank you. Okay.
Well, that is loading.
Okay.
Shit, how that is loading. Do you guys ever think that, like, just some... Oh, here we go. Never mind.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you guys ever just, like, think about, like, how Christmas was, like, started in a sense? You know, like, yeah, it goes back and, you know, sure, it has written down and all this stuff, but, like, what if it was, like, what if it started by just, like, someone who wasn't right in the head type of thing? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, they just automatically was like, oh, my goodness, I saw this man.
I put a tweet here. I decorated with light. I put on the meme.
Why should you use that voice, bro?
Hey, that's my other people voice. for other people.
Uh-huh.
And then I give them gift.
Okay.
What?
No, just, okay.
What? Something wrong with it?
No.
Something wrong with it? No. You got an issue, Gabe?
No.
Get active.
Nah.
Get active.
Nah. I take back what I said.
All
right. I retract my statement. Mm-hmm.
Dear Jeremy. Okay, so this is a Christmas letter. I've seen it before, and then I saw it on TikTok, and I thought it was funny. I wanted to share it with you guys. Is that okay? Right. So you want to start from the top?
Okay. Dear Santa, I am writing this on this day after Christmas, and I'm very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this. Jeremy.
And then he wrote back. Santa wrote back.
All right, go, JB.
Me?
Yes.
Dear Jeremy.
Because what was I thought you was going to do that.
I was hoping you would do that. That's why I said you.
Dear Jeremy, I'm sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to our Christmas
list.
I'm sorry, guys. Santa over here is a little bit dyslexic.
You didn't have it to the end.
I will have no choice but to add you to our naughty list next year.
It says the, but
you, bro. leave it. Just
Santa.
Just you know.
Dear Fatty, your threats don't scare me. I played your game and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week and then you will pay, Jeremy. P.S. I don't know why you care that it is expensive when you have slaves to make things for you. I think you are naughty for having slaves.
Oh, Lord.
Of course, Santa retaliated.
Right.
Go for it.
Dear Jeremy, you are being a very bad little boy because you cannot be happy with what you have. I've talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii U. Your fucking Wii U in the way. Now you have nothing. Damn, wait, hold on. Santa's kind of evil.
Hold on, keep going.
Maybe he's Krampus for real.
Oh, we're going to talk on that right now.
Now you have nothing. Once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you can have it back. I am very disappointed in you, Jeremy. You will need to be an extra good boy next year if you want to make it back on the nice list.
But Jeremy is nothing if not a fighter.
Okay. Dear Santa, I do not like that stunt you pulled with my parents. You are on my naughty list now. Be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill.
Oh, Lord.
Enjoy your cookies next year because they will be poisoned. I hope you die, Jeremy. Oh, my God. Hey,
my goodness, bro. All right,
narrator.
All right, it says you got to scroll down some more.
Right here.
I know, but the
yeah, the paper towel is
the paper towel. Right there is good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely getting some baby sociopath vibes right now, but it's weird But is it weird that I kind of like it? I mean, sure, he kind of seems like an ungrateful brat with a very dark side. Jeez. But I seriously cannot stop laughing at all these ridiculous letters. Hope you like your cold next year, Jeremy. For some reason, I feel like that's all you're going to get. All you're going to be getting.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. That is funny. I
thought that was another thing. That is funny. Fucking Jeremy, bro.
Jesus. My goodness.
Let me guess. Is it going to be a Christmas in my a-hole?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How did you know?
I had my phone out.
How did you know?
I mean, it kind of made sense. He was about to transition to that.
Yeah.
Because when he had his phone out, I'm like, okay, it's probably going to be M.I. the A-hole. And since it's Christmas, he's probably going to find M.I. the A-hole for Christmas. But then again, I can read both of y'all like books. So.
You don't hide it.
Crush like that.
What?
He guessed my crush like that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was funny. I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. She still don't know.
Is she still your crush?
It's a she?
No. Okay. Well. Huh? Okay.
It's a she?
Of course it is. Tink, I know you wanted to be you, but it's not.
All right. Okay. Settle down.
Sussy baka.
No, leave the phone. Leave the glasses. Leave the glasses.
No, oh shit.
Leave the beanie.
He's going to pee?
No, he just walked out.
Oh.
Maybe he is.
Because why would he just walk out like that? Oh.
Oh, okay. See,
you turn on or off? It wasn't on?
I turned the fan on.
You are trying to burn us alive!
I didn't notice the difference.
It's the heater, but it's on like 60-something.
Oh.
I don't think that's good.
That's not good. Well, now, okay. Good thing the air's on.
Anyways.
All right. So, this one, it already has the thing, right? It already has your, what the majority of people say the person is. All right. Like usual, would you chill out, bro?
Huh? What? I'm not doing anything. Chill? I'm not doing anything.
Would you like?
I'm not doing anything.
The girls are fighting. Meow.
Fuck it. Step.
I'm not gonna come back.
Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. This one already has a thing, but like as usual. I'm reading this along with y'all. Never read it. So, before, I'm going to read the title. You know how we go? Read the title. We say if they're the a-hole or not. Love it for you guys to also, you know, put in your thoughts on it. You know? That'd be pretty cool.
All right. We always do.
Huh?
We always do.
No.
Oh, then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
Please. We'll put up a poll, like, sometime. Anyway, so this says, am I the a-hole for refusing to make lasagna for Christmas after what my MIL did last year? Mother-in-law.
Wait, say it again.
What did it say?
Am I the a-hole for not wanting?
Am I the a-hole for refusing to make lasagna for Christmas after what my mother-in-law did last year?
I'm going to say no, but it depends on what the mother-in-law did.
Yeah, I kind of want to know, too. But if it's, like, any of the other Christmas horror stories, no. I'm pretty sure the mom's going to be a Karen.
Yeah, I'm going to just say no. I'm going to say no.
No?
You're not the a-hole.
Which is a Durian?
I just said no.
Okay. I mean, I already know what it is, but yeah.
Okay.
All right. I, 30 female, have been together with my husband, Michael, 31 male, for 7 years. Married for 3 and dating for 4. My mother-in-law, 58 female, has always hosted Christmas ever since I've known him. I've always made lasagna for Christmas and other special occasions. I'm essentially the family lasagna maker, and I honestly don't really mind it since I love to cook and bake. However, last year, my mother-in-law decided to make lasagna based off of what she saw me doing when she was at my house, and a recipe she got off the internet. I was surprised that she prepared a pan of her own, but didn't say anything even got a small piece. Okay, all right. It did not taste good, and it was barely touched, whilst mine had almost half gone near the end of the dinner. That infuriated my mother-in-law, and she wound up doing a rant about how everyone loves me more than her, and tried to throw my lasagna in the trash. I say tried because it mainly ended up on the floor.
Wow.
Michael and I quickly left after that, and my mother-in-law has not apologized for it since. That's a waste of good lasagna.
It is. Honestly.
Ong.
Yesterday, she called me to confirm what I was making for Christmas this year on her list of things I should make was lasagna. I politely said I wasn't going to make lasagna due to last year's incident, and I'd be happy to make anything else. My mother-in-law wasn't as polite and called me vindictive for refusing to make the lasagna over a small mistake.
Vindictive. That's a big word.
Do you know what it means?
No.
Do you know what it means?
Vindictive.
Because I don't know what it means, and I'm asking y'all.
Say it one more time.
Vindictive.
Like, you said in the sentence again?
It says... My mother-in-law...
Don't play with me.
My mother-in-law wasn't as polite and called me vindictive for refusing to make the lasagna over a small mistake.
Is that not, like, petty?
Desire for revenge.
There petty. You go, petty.
Like, yeah.
She could have said petty. She didn't have to throw out the big word.
Right.
She really didn't.
Vindictive.
Anyway.
My dictionary.
Yes, sir. I just refused again and made my mother-in-law angrier. So she told me that unless I show up with lasagna in hand, she wouldn't let me be at the Christmas celebration. My husband says it's easier just to make the lasagna to keep the peace and I shouldn't hold my mother-in-law's mistake that she made out of anger against her. Word got to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law from my mother-in-law, and they're saying I should also make it even if it's just half of what I would usually make. Now. Are they the a-hole?
No.
I knew it. Because I would have wanted an apology too, to be honest.
For real.
Not for real. No, yeah, I agree with y'all.
I would have made it until I get an apology.
Right.
I don't understand why the mother-in-law feels like she needed to be, like, why she got so hurt over that, you know?
I mean, I guess she's just like salty.
I guess, but like at the same time,
that's just like that extreme level.
Yeah, I'm getting like Karen vibes off of her. Not gonna lie,
anger issues in there.
Honestly, I got Karen vibes when she said the word vindictive.
Yeah, because no one uses vindictive like that.
Right. Because you really could have just said petty.
You really could have, and it's just like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I would have made that lasagna until she apologized to me, until she says,
I'm so sorry, sweetie. Genuine sorry, too, and not just it being like, oh, I'm just saying it so you can, like, stop, like, bitching about it, pretty much.
Yeah, I would have made
it until she gives me a PS5.
And a girlfriend.
She can't make miracles, Gabe. She can't do all that now.
Alrighty.
No, don't shoot my man down. That was for him, not for me.
Oh, I thought it was for you.
Nah,
bro. My bad, folks. My bad, team.
You really came after this man.
What about me?
He loves you a lot.
Am I? You think I'll find love one day?
Yeah. Right. I think so.
I know you will.
Thanks.
I think all of us are destined to find love at some point. But maybe it's just going to take some time. Who knows?
Why don't you manifest it, bro?
I'm already using my powers enough on me, man.
Like, save some for us, man. What happened with that selflessness, bro? It's all selfishness, bro.
Like, at this point, I say something about myself, bro, and it just happens, bro. My life is like a
movie. Say something about us. Say something good about us. You know, how about, like, having that person for real?
Can we talk about that? How cute it is that couples,
honestly, couples during this time of year, honestly.
I want to throw rocks at him.
I was about to say, I don't know if I'm just single
or cynical. Like,
right. Or if I'm really just hating for real. But like, couples during this time of year, it's just, ugh.
Nah, for real, man.
I hate them. I hate them so much. I want to be them. That's why. I want to be them.
It's just like,
I want to hold someone's hand. I want to go to the botanical gardens and I want to be like, oh my God, look at the lights. That's so pretty. I want to go to the Quid Maple Wade with them and be like, look at Santa, fat ass bitch. Be like, he just like me for real. But like, it would be funny because it's me and her. And then she laugh, I laugh. I walk her back to the car. Be like, good night. Got some tissues.
Darion,
what?
Pass the tissues to Jamie.
Thanks, Tink.
Pass me one too.
Start crying out of nowhere, bro. What did I miss?
Were you not paying attention to the whole time?
Bro was on his phone the whole time, bro.
I'm sorry, I was talking to somebody.
You don't care about me.
That.
Who are you talking to? Who's that? Who you talking to?
A friend.
Why? Right.
Nah, it's a girl, so you know it's a friend.
Mm-hmm. Is she cute, man?
Is she cute?
No.
You're a mean ass friend.
Listen, bro. I was gonna say no, bro. She's like 26. I don't think you want that.
The JB's up for anyone right now, bro.
You're not even 20. You're 20? It's okay, baby girl. No one has to know.
Oh, man. So, get JB. Help get JB a girlfriend.
Damn. JB, cut that out, bro.
But, no, yeah. I want to throw rocks at couples. Like, every time I see them, I just... Something about it, man. Something about it, you know?
Yeah. I hate it here.
Yeah. So crackheads, right?
We already talked about it, Gabe.
Just trying to like segue.
Did you watch the GTA 6 trailer?
No, I hear bad things about it, though. Or not bad things, but I hear, like, a lot of people are pissed off about it.
I will say this. I'm actually surprised that they're doing a female protagonist.
That's the thing that I hear about it. That's, like, the main thing I hear
about
it.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, like...
Negatively? Why is that negative?
Because people that play GTA 6 don't like females.
Because it's not.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10...
They're toxic men.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, I love females. Available. I'm almost 20. I'm 6'4". Hit me up.
The way y'all both looked at me. He's 6'4", then I'm 6'5".
Load.
Damn, I'm still like 5-something. I'm still short. Like, I'm still like 5'1", for real.
5'11".
Because I'm like 5'1".
Like, I think you're taller than that.
You are taller than 5'1".
No, Jesse's like 5'2", and like she's taller than me by a little bit still. Cause there was like, are you?
You might be 5'1".
They were like, no, Darian, you might be 5 foot. And I'm like, when I got my height measured in high school, it literally said 5'1", and I can't shrink. Like,
all right, yes and no.
Maybe okay. Maybe I should drink more milk.
I can't.
That's how Malcolm got tall. That's what he said. He said he just kept drinking.
Oh, for real? He said just drink your milk.
He was like, just drink your milk. And I'm just like, I just can't drink milk by itself, bro. I'm sorry.
I used to like, oh, man.
Maybe with like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That never helped out my dad. My dad is like 5'8". He grew up on the, he grew up like getting milk from like straight out of the cow's udder. And
I was about to do something, but it would have looked terrible. I'm not going to do it.
I think I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'll probably do it like after, but like not with cameras on.
Okay.
So, milk.
Tasty.
What were we just talking about? I don't remember. What were we just talking about?
You said you were 6'4", and that's the only thing that, like...
Right. Oh, yeah, GTA 6 trailer.
Oh, that's right.
What did you hear negative about it?
So, people were saying, like, they're pissed off of how long it was going to take. Like, it's going to be 2024 to 2025.
It's coming out 2025.
Yeah. And then they were also saying how it's going to be for PlayStation 5 first, and then a year later it's going to come out for all the other consoles.
What? Really?
That's fucked
up. And they're like saying like, what the heck? So it's pretty much a PlayStation exclusive. Because like PlayStation, Sony is promoting it.
Right.
So they're giving access to PlayStation users first before anyone else.
What's Xbox thing?
Xbox Live?
Activision?
No, Microsoft.
Microsoft, right.
Yeah.
God damn it, Microsoft. God damn it, Bill Gates.
So people were pissed about that.
That old head.
And the fact that they're, because that's why the 2025 thing pissed them off more, right? Because they're not getting it like within.
Until 2026.
They're not getting it until 2026, right? You know, it's like, what the heck, right? You know.
I'm going to have to borrow your PS5.
I'm really just thinking. One, bro. I'm really thinking about getting one at some point. I'm gonna
have to borrow it just for a year.
Get. You better get one.
My job literally sells them for like $500.
JB. Save.
You think I could just?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Because just say. Just like.
Doesn't happen.
Just save. Just save up. Just save your checks little by little.
Damn.
Save up your checks, bro.
Dust.
A freaking fly just flies out.
See how much we got. I do have my parents' credit card.
They gonna beat your ass. I seen this one video of like this kid. He sat there and like, he literally spent his parents' like whole life savings on Fortnite, and they like beat him up in the restaurant for real. Like their whole life savings, he spent all of it. All of it. Oh yeah, because your cousin did that to you. I mean your nephew. Didn't your nephew do that to you?
Dude, I blocked you out because I don't want to forget what I'm about to say.
Dude, no way. Okay, go ahead and say.
Ask for it for Christmas. Your parents buy you stuff like this. Ask for a PS5 for Christmas, bro.
They is not going to give me a PS5, bro.
They got you a freaking MacBook.
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
PS5. And yes, that's exactly what my nephew did.
That's so funny. No, I was laughing because of the way you getting my attention. You look at him. Look, Dario. He said. I'm like, okay, gay birds.
No, but that's wild. The kid getting beat, like, you said it was in front of everyone?
He got beat? The way you said that. I mean, if it was my life savings, I would beat that kid, too.
It was life savings?
He just said life savings.
Like I said, I was blocking him out trying to remember.
It was life savings. Like, he spent his parents' life savings on Fortnite.
How would?
And they literally, like, started beating him in the restaurant. Like, because they found out he, like, spent their life savings. Like, he spent all of their money.
He said, F the bathroom.
Like, I'm gonna try to find that video at, like, some point and show you.
How much was it?
I don't remember.
$2. I worked hard for those $2, Jimmy.
That's wild. But in front of the restaurant? That is wild. Was it, Not to be like a
what race?
You know? Yeah.
White kid?
It said Call of Duty.
Dang.
It's Call of Duty? Oh, I don't know why I thought it was Fortnite.
But that kid getting that, like, that
$45,000.
He spent, that is a down payment on a mortgage.
He literally
spent. That is a mortgage.
He literally spent $45,000. That's like that's
half
crazy.
That's half a fucking mortgage.
That's somebody. That could. That's somebody's salary.
Like, that's half a mortgage, bro.
That is a truck. I want a truck.
$45,000, Gabe. That is better than a truck.
I know, but I want a truck.
That's a brand new truck.
It's a truck.
Yeah. Dang.
No, because the way they were beating that kid, it was like if you got home and you found
out.
Wait,
let me see. Wait, there's a video?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see it.
That's what I was showing.
Show me.
It was like seeing, it's like when you get home from school and your report card comes in and your parents ask you, like, what you got on it, but they already know. Or whenever you acted up in school and they already got the phone call and they ask you, so.
How was school?
Yeah. And then you just lie and try to make it up, and they're like,
"Oh, you know, it was good. It was good. I was on green today. You know, really, your teacher called.
Dang, not gonna lie, I do feel kind of bad. Dang, they whooping him. They are actually like,
oh yeah, like
bro is not holding back.
That's what we're saying. It's like that. The.
So, hey, can you send me that? Nah, oh, that's crazy.
Nah, because like when bro people,
bro, was Donkey Kong in that man.
Nah, bro, because like what we were saying, like it's like as if you were acting up in school, and you got home and your parents already knew the parents called.
Bro, that's worse than that.
No, but it's like the way he was like beating him.
Oh, for real.
It looked like that, you know. And then especially if you lie about it.
Nah, bro had some blood on his hands. I ain't gonna lie. Bro definitely got some blood on his hands.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I mean,
and that was without audio. I don't even want to hear how bad that kid was screaming.
At least, I mean, no, it's still bad. But like, at least he's not like a little child. He's at least 16. It's still bad, but. Jesus.
But when you're like up there in age, they're like actually like beating you, like they're like punching you and stuff.
16, that's wild.
They're like trying to fight you like you're a grown man type shit.
For real.
I mean, you can handle yourself.
At 16?
But when you do, they sit there and think you're being disrespectful. If they try to hit you and you grab their arm.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's an accident.
And then the moms will sit there and be like, oh, he sat there and tried to push me or something.
Try to hit me.
Right. It's just like, come on now.
So, back to Christmas.
My bad.
Home drop TV. Okay, bro. So back to Christmas. What's it called? It's crazy how we. I don't think we're ever gonna get new Christmas music that will top the old Christmas music.
Right.
Because I feel like it's just so. The other ones are just so like profound,
iconic.
Perfect word for that. They're so iconic. They're classic. Like, I don't think those can be replaced.
Probably not.
They can't, because as long as Mariah Carey is set for the rest of her life, I don't care. Dude, just off of that one song.
She literally is. Damn, that's crazy.
Nothing can, like... I mean, sure, you got some, like, newer ones that are bangers and that's it, but, like, it ain't gonna top it. You know, it ain't gonna top it.
What is your favorite Christmas song? We said ours last time. What's yours?
Did I really?
Yeah.
I think you did.
I did.
Knowing me, I probably said the 12 Days of Christmas. Knowing me.
What is my favorite?
I don't know.
What did y'all say y'all's were? Not, I heard you. I'm talking to him.
Oh. He's trying to cop.
I was going to be like, come on now. I literally just owed you.
I think I said rocking around the Christmas tree and
the Christmas party hard. Da 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 da.
Honestly?
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
I want to say Jingle Bell Rock. But
jingle
the only reason.
Bell, jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
The only reason for it, too, because there's. There's a different version of it that makes me, like, laugh all the damn time.
Jingle balls, jingle balls. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin.
Something
Lady
else.
Mac.
Something else. Something else.
But yeah, now Jingle Bell Rock is.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Something, something, something.
No, it doesn't
Deck
even
the
say.
Halls, Deck the Halls is underrated.
Deck the Halls is underrated.
Deck the Halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now or gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
Alright, we're going Christmas caroling this season, bro. We're going Christmas caroling.
It depends what song. As long as we're in key, because we were okay there. We kind of harmonized.
We're not to practice for sure, but we're doing it.
Okay.
Do we want to try it?
Get those vocals
okay.
ready.
Okay.
What song?
I will always fuck up the 12 Days of Christmas.
No, we suck at 12 Days of Christmas.
Do you really?
We tried it. Remember, we tried it in the car.
When for real?
Yeah.
Hey, when I was killing. I don't remember that.
It was what? It was like. Last Christmas.
I was killing something, but I was killing it.
You were killing something.
I was killing it.
You were killing my ears.
All right. Calm down.
That's it. All
right, JB, start okay. us.
Go, for real.
Deck the halls with balls of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
We sound off key.
See, it's there because like I don't know the rest of it. I know this because this is iconic.
Okay,
Don, we now are
gay apparel.
Fa
la 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 la.
Troll the accent.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
See the blazing Yule? Is that how you pronounce it?
See the blazing Yule before us.
Fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Fa la 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 la. We were not on key there.
No, I kind of fell off there. I kind of fell off. My bad. It's on me.
It is on you. We were supposed to go high.
Sorry. No, I have something sick.
Yeah, what the fuck is this guy? You think you're better than us, bro?
I know I'm not.
He's over here waiting to solo, bro.
I'm not.
And
I'm just trying to figure out the key. I didn't take chorus, y'all. So
I didn't either. But you know what, I did do. I did. I was in the musical.
We should be more accepting. What's one song?
Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
We should be more
dreidel,
accepting.
Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Is that one? Yeah.
Oh. I have a little dreidel. Oh, not this. There we go.
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Oh dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay, and when it's ready,
oh dreidel, we shall play.
Wait, can you zoom that in? I can't see.
But what about you, Darren? Do you think, like, living, like, is, like, moving on from that, do you think living on your own, is Christmas different? And, like, the holidays, are they different? From when you were living with your parents?
Yeah, because I don't really do nothing for Christmas, for real. Because, like, my family don't really do nothing like that for Christmas no more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. So. Is that because, like, everyone's getting older?
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes they'll, like, do, like, Christmas breakfast or something. And, like, me and my mom will cook. And, like, we'll all, like, it'll be a bunch of us. And we all have, like, all this breakfast stuff. And we'll be in, like, our pajamas and stuff like that. But other than that, no. I mean, I just be chilling on Christmas for.
Felt that.
No, all right.
Wait, you work Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
What time you get out? What time does Sam's close?
At 6.
At 6, really?
But I'm still gonna be scheduled. But they normally let people leave early. But I might still stay at my time. We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. Depends if we're doing something. But I was gonna say because since we always.
You usually celebrate together.
We always celebrate Christmas the 24th. That's like a very Hispanic thing to do.
And yeah, I would say someone had told me that. Besides y'all, I know y'all told me that, but like another like one of my Hispanic friends had told me they do that.
Yeah, because it feels unnatural to celebrate it on Christmas Day.
Because right. like we still celebrate, but it's like a recalentado.
Yeah, it's a yeah exactly. It's a direct translation. It's a reheat.
A reheat.
It's when we have leftovers and we just eat them the next day. We hang out and try to have a good time.
Right.
So it's pretty much Christmas part two.
Got it.
But usually the second day is a lot more chill.
Compared to the first day, that makes sense.
Yeah, because the first day you're starting off early from whatever. You go to whoever house you're going to go to. Like if you're still, like for instance, if you're celebrating with us, we would go to my, to Chuy's house, to my brother's house. And we would all meet up there. Slowly, one by one, people would go and we'll just hang out. And we have food, we have snacks, and we're just having a good time. And we count down until it's no, we don't count down, but we look at the time. And as soon as it hits 12, that's when we start opening presents. That's when we start celebrating.
Like midnight turning into Christmas Eve, or midnight turning into Christmas.
Midnight turning into Christmas. Christmas Eve to Christmas.
Christmas Eve to Christmas. Got it.
And recently, see, this kind of pissed me off a little bit. I'm going to tell you right now. I know JB might be with me on this one. When we were kids, we would have to wait until midnight to open these presents. Now, as soon as it hits 11, they can open it.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That ain't right. That ain't right. No, because why? Stay up.
Might as well just for the hour at that point.
Right? Like, why wait, you know? Like, I can get it if it was, like, maybe, like, a 10 minutes chill.
Right. Might as well, for real.
Yeah, you know, but, like, come on now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It pissed me off because we did it last year. The kids started opening the presents, and I didn't want to open mine until it hit 12. I was like, nah, you got to keep the tradition alive.
Right.
That's how I'm gonna teach my kids.
I remember one year for Christmas, I had got a new phone for Christmas, but like my mom took my old phone, and my mom used to take my phone a lot at that time, so I dead ass thought like I did something, and I was like sick. I was sick. I was in bed the whole day, cause that was when I was super attached to my phone.
Like
my life depended on like my phone for real. Like, and and I was sick about it. And then next, you know, like, we was, like, opening gifts. And my mom didn't let us pick out a gift. She was like, here, you're going to get this one. But, like, she gave us the gifts, like, the specific gift on purpose. Like,
yeah.
You know. So she was like, here, you're going to open this one. And I opened this one. It's a new phone. Like, oh, wow. I should put it together. You know?
Oh, wow.
Thanks. I mean, I was more excited at the time. But then it didn't hurt that, like, my report card came around that time, and I was doing bad in school, so I ended up getting my phone taken again right after. So,
how do y'all feel about like Christmas pranks?
Christmas pranks. What do you mean?
Like, let's say like let's say you're getting a new phone for Christmas, and like you're going there and you go prank your person that you're giving it to.
Oh, like they break the phone.
Yeah,
or something.
You break their phone or something, and you're like surprise.
I wouldn't do that. I feel like...
Like, if we're the victim or if we're doing the prank?
If you're the victim.
I'd punch.
Oh. I'd be mad. I remember...
But then you get a new iPhone.
I don't care.
Oh. I was going to say, I remember one year, they got my little cousin's phones, and they... Because they wanted iPhones. And they sat there and got them Androids. They got pissed. And, like, they were acting like Jeremy, for real. Like and they were acting like Jeremy. Like, they was mad because they got Androids. I'm like, y'all little boys, for real.
You're not going to get an iPhone.
But they eventually got iPhones. They have iPhones now. But it's like, y'all are little kids.
See,
okay, if they're little, then yeah, that makes sense. But if you're older and you get an Android, bro, I'm grateful, but I'm swinging because that's an Android. I'd rather have no phone.
See, if I'm going to do something like that, if I'm going to prank someone in a way... And let's say with my kids, if they want a phone for Christmas and they're old enough, I'm like, here you go. I'm going to get an iPhone case, whatever it is of that time. because I'm most likely going to want an iPhone.
iPhone 57.
Or whatever phone that they wanted. I'm going to get that, like, the signature thing. I'm going to go buy myself a freaking flip phone and then put it in there.
Please give them an
Obama phone. And then I'm going to give it to them and be like, Merry Christmas. And then I pull out my new phone, which is the phone that they wanted.
Gabe's going to give him iPhone 15.
Heck no.
That would have been so old at that point.
Exactly.
At that point, give them something even older. Give them.
I'll give them an XR.
Give them an iPhone
2. All right. Hold on there, buddy.
Sorry.
Shots here. Hello.
My phone that got taken was an iPhone XR.
Current phone is an iPhone XR.
Still?
He can't afford a new one right now, bro.
I still have one camera.
I got two. I upgraded.
Bro, it's like 15.
It's just three. Calm down. Thank you for making me break my for cracking.
I didn't do that.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Tink.
No, I didn't. Tink. You dropped it.
You banged on the door.
You dropped it. It's not my bad. You're fucking scared.
Well, when someone bangs on a door like that, when I told you I was going to the bathroom, like,
I'm not gonna drop my phone though.
You startled me. Oh. I literally was like on my phone because I was like taking a whiz, and then I just like you banged on the door, and I just dropped it.
And hey, then, JB.
And then the floor was like hard, like as soon as it like fell, it like cracked, and I was like, bro, what the heck?
Floor's lava.
Okay, JB, end this. Because I ain't gonna lie.
Another day, another victory for you, Jay.
I ain't gonna lie.
It keeps on getting shorter and shorter. as the episode progresses.
No, my ears hurt.
Oh.
Because I have the glasses on.
That shucks.
You have yours like this, bro. It looks like at least.
They're not.
I was like, why were they crooked?
Still looks the same.
Are those like reading glasses or what are those?
They're blue light.
I'm supposed to say UV.
What's the difference?
So
it reduces eye fatigue.
It produces eye fatigue?
Reduces. But you tell it.
Are they prescription though?
No.
They're not prescription.
No, it doesn't help.
So you have 20/20 vision.
Sure. Technically.
Do you actually need like real glasses though?
I think I do.
I know I do.
I have a question. Can you read what that says? Well, you're already close. What the black thing says.
Can you read what that says up there?
The ground rules?
This dude made a face.
The ground rules?
I can't.
At all?
The ground rules?
Yeah, that's what I was pointing at.
Communicate. Every person produce.
Questions. Like, questions.
Okay, question marks.
No phone calls during work. That's wild.
Emergencies. I can read this. Interview techniques.
You are nearsighted.
I can't read that piece of
paper. Well, obviously.
I can't read that piece of paper up there. No, I barely can even read that red. I don't know what that says.
Yeah.
It says your mom.
I can't see that.
Which one?
You know which one.
He's talking about my dead mother, guys.
I sure am. And on that note, we're gonna end the episode here. This has been another great episode. This has been another great episode. You can't see.
This has just been another episode.
For the audio listeners, I'm putting up quotation marks. This has been another great episode of The Deep End, episode 40. We done did it, guys. It's our Christmas special. If y'all enjoyed it, please hit it with us with some likes. You know, go comment, you know, rate us 5 stars on whatever listening platform you're listening on. We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. This is JB signing off.
the fuck, bro? I don't know. How do you end it?
You literally didn't even say, like, what to listen to us on or anything.
Mr. Rick John.
Yeah, yeah, that stuff. I forgot what it was. I literally...
The outro?
I blanked. I blanked.
But you get mad when Gabe does it.
Yeah, because he can't do it.
Apparently, you can't either.
Okay, but, like, once I know it, I can go.
Right.
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 So we want to thank you to Mr. Rick Dunn, okay. Me, Radio Athens, for once again letting us use their place and platform to record this podcast and produce it. Of course, you can listen to us on MeRadioAthens.com at Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 a.m. Yes, that is in the morning for my night owls. Of course, you guys can always listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, all that stuff, RSS.com. We're on YouTube. Just search up at TD3 Podcast. Up in the search bar, you'll find us. Yeah, we're the three fat guys. for any clarification. Definitely go follow our socials. That's where we give you guys updates about the podcast, if anything else is going down. So that's Instagram and TikTok. That is TD3 Podcast. And then Twitter is TD3 Pod. But I think that's it.
I think so. You covered social media.
Social media.
Listening platforms.
Yep.
YouTube, right?
Mr. Rick Dunn.
Mr. Education Rick Dunn. Matters. Education.
No, wait, nope. That's not the right thing. Me, Radio Athens.
<Athens, laughs> socials that.
We're done.
You said that. Yeah, yeah.
Go follow us personally.
Please. Honestly, I need followers.
Okay.
I don't.
Not that. That's right.
I don't, actually, but I would love a follow.
But maybe, yeah, we're nice. Down there in the bio. But yeah. We appreciate you guys, of course. We hope you guys have a very jolly, holly Christmas and holidays.
Yeah, stay away from tweakers.
Even though we talked a lot about Christmas this episode, we do want to say thank you to all of the cultures out there that do listen to us. Even if you are alone on the holidays, just play the episode and we're here with you.
You just feel alone with us.
Exactly. Even lonely right. with me.
Anyway,
hey guys, you're a female around my age, 19, 20,
21, even
me up. Hey,
I thought you were gonna list your qualities, bro.
Ignore this. Hey. All right, let's end it.
Thank you guys again. We love y'all. And we'll catch you guys next time in the deep end.
I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
TD3 out.
Hit JB up, please.